TH. Okay, I've been noticing something. I mean, even intelligent friends of mine are and it's easy to do influenced by the media, the power of the media apparatus that can make you adore someone or simply don't notice someone, you know, just accept whatever they do while hating another one. Or other ones. You know, we've got Trump, we've got Putin, we've got all of those different characters out there. And then I see the debate going on online between people who hate the one of them and the others hate the other one, and the one that he thinks is good, and then they start fighting. So much quarreling and conflicts going on out there, and I just look at it and think, oh, what's the point of that? It only makes us, the masses of people, also want to fight. And you know, it's not that difficult if you are a highly skilled with advanced psychological training and insight journalist or some kind of PR consultant writing the speeches for the president. Well, you know, there are all these people there who talk the narrative, so to speak, who create the narrative. And sometimes they seem to be doing that controlled by someone else hidden somewhere. And the big power boys or girls, they just read their speeches, basically. So, I mean, but one thing I know, because I learned something about psychology, I worked as a hypnotherapist, I know the power of the subconscious and suggestions and how to, and you don't need to look very deep to find that and understand it. How you can shape the entire worldview for a person or a group of persons, and the bigger the group gets, the better it goes, because group psychology kicks in. So now, if you know how to control and use these incredibly powerful modern media, which is basically practically turning into a hypnosis machine, you can use it like that. And people don't see that, they don't know. But when you use that deep psychology knowledge for propaganda purposes, at the service of huge power structures, while people are looking at this good guy and this bad guy and, oh, kill him, and, oh, kill him, they can act behind it all. And to me, I mean, to be honest, it seems like what's going on today is that some are doing there's a power play going on that level between those, well, I call them deep state, right? So it's not, I think, anymore a conspiracy theory required here, because it's just so clear and obvious once you start to look a little deeper into the political activity of a society up there on top. And you can see it now, because and you can see it by reading the book about JFK, what he went through, how he was standing against all of these. They were basically in the military, top military people, and also mafia people and all kinds of very powerful groups in the society that he was supposed to be president of, at the service of the people. And there was a conflict there, and I would say that you see the same thing going on through history, and I think especially in the land of the free and the brave and all of that. Fine, that's how it looks to me. And maybe that is because in the other certain other countries, even all those that they call dictatorships and fascism and whatever, I mean, these are just words. And that's another thing. You can start to see through all of this and what's going on in media if there are many of those buzzwords, those you could say, and I think they use that word expression today, weaponized words. That when you use them, then they have this power of making you emotionally going, you know? Although, when you look deeper, I mean, democracy, for instance, isn't it good? I mean, it's just the greatest, it's the freest, and it's the only thing that makes sense, right? So, and we live in democracy, so we are just so good. But I'm seeing, and others say the same, friends that I speak to, that we are probably seeing, I wouldn't say the end of democracies, but I would say democracy in the Western world and global North seriously out of order. So we can talk about how, but we're not political analysts here. Because they have turned into oligarchies that run some kind of Super Bowl events called election campaigns, where it's not so hard to see that, well, first of all, the leaders that you have there to choose between, they're more looking more like actors, and career narcissists or something, I don't know, but than actual serious and competent statesmen and women. But also because there is this oligarchy behind, controlling it with money, well, with even with mafia measures as that is needed. And this is going on. You don't have to scratch that deep below the surface now to see it. And then you have, I mean, I've been to China, I've been to East Asian part of the world enough to feel a bit at home there too, and able to look at it from there. And you can hardly say it, but because then you get here, it's so emotional loaded, right? In Sweden, people know that the Chinese government, they're evil fascist, and you're not allowed to say anything positive about them, because then you're brainwashed by them or whatever, you're a spy or... You see, but how that idea came in there to the minds of people so powerfully, although they know so little about that country, what to speak of their leaders, what's actually going on in there. They only hear certain things in the news, right? Oh, now they did that evil thing again, and they treat their people badly, and then you have people going from the US over there to China, and you have piles of videos on YouTube where they walk around there, young Americans, and going, what in the world? They cheated us. This is a nice country. Much better than our. People are happier than we are. But this situation now, that the narrative that is being so expertly fed into our minds over that perfectly set up, designed media apparatus that we are all plugged into. I mean, on a level that would make George Orwell scrap his 1984 book as lacking imagination. But I think, you know, illusions, they always break sooner or later. And the surface of the illusions is crumbling. And if it is crumbling enough, it's getting transparent enough for real intellectuals, intelligent people all over the world. It's a call to all of you. You who are in the influential positions of giving knowledge, of being able to see through illusions and help others do that too. You can save the world.